Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Hello, hello. So lovely to be here. I am talking to you today about something that I feel is just so, so important, particularly for business owners, for practice managers, for leaders who are having to make a lot of big decisions, who are weighing up the pros and cons of all the different things, who are perhaps even stuck in a place of analysis paralysis with big decisions on your shoulders about what to do, whether it's, you know, who to hire, what to spend your money on or what to invest in, whether to renovate your office or buy a new one, you know, whether to scale your team, whether to give someone a promotion or a pay rise or not, whether to go into business with someone or not. Like, there's so many big decisions, and often when we don't have a way or a tool or a guide or a coach, you know, on speed dial to help guide us through these decisions, we can often get quite stuck in them, sometimes paralyzed. And what I've noticed is that often a tendency of us, or for our way of thinking, is that we can unintentionally limit what's possible through old habits. You know, like, we might have a decision and we naturally kind of go, oh, should I do this or should I do that? You know, what's the right decision here? What's right or wrong? What's the right decision to make? And I want to speak to you about an exercise that I think is so powerful, and it has saved my butt so many times. And it supports you making the right decision for you and your life and your business long term, the decision that is most likely going to fulfill you, support you, light you up, bring you the things that you truly want and desire in your life, like further success, you know, expansion, abundance, finances, you know, growth, all of the things that we often so desire. And it's an exercise that is about separating out your desire from the decision. So separating out the desire from the decision. So what do I mean by this? Because I remember the first time that I heard about it was on the Imperfects podcast. I was like, well, what does she mean? Like, what is this desire and decision? And the reason why I think we even have a hard time separating out desire from decision is because we quite naturally link the two up. The desire being the thing that we really, truly want, and the decision being, you know, the action or the path that we choose to take. And the process of actually separating out these two can be really powerful, and it can open up a lot of clarity and actually help you take action to move forward in a way that just feels so much better and so much more aligned and so much more supportive. So your desire is about connecting in to your real, like, true dream here of what you actually really want. It's about connecting with that, in with that what and that why, like what you really want, like regardless of how possible it is, what you actually truly desire and why you want it. It's about separating the what and the why from the how. Because often we discount our dreams and we discount our desires before we've even allowed ourselves any time to kind of play in the energy of possibility of whether, you know, there could be a way to achieve it. It's like our brain comes in so quickly to say, no, you can't do that. You know, we might connect with this dream of like, oh, you know, I really want to travel the world, work on a laptop, and I don't know, like go part-time in my business or something like that. You know, I really want to change careers. I really want to travel the world with my family. I really want to make $1 million. Who knows what that true desire is? But like, you know, we might have these little like sparks of excitement and, you know, desire come through us. And very quickly, our mind and our brain is so quick to stamp on those dreams, to say, yeah, but you can't do that. Who do you think you are? How the hell are you going to make $1 million? That's not possible. You're not good enough. You could never do that. You're not capable enough. You're not smart enough. You know, how would you even travel the world with your family? That'd be too hard. You know, I'm sure that you can resonate with some of those voices because we've all got them, right? And the power of separating out the desire from the decision is about knowing that, yes, we still need to listen to that head and those mind voices because it's got some valid points, right? but it doesn't negate the dream. It doesn't mean that the dream's not possible, right? And this is what I've definitely found to be true in my work as a coach, in the reading that I've done, in the people that I've connected with, is like often we're so quick to discount our dreams. But actually, if you look out and look for some evidence of whether that dream is actually possible, often there's people out there that have done way trickier things than what we're hoping to achieve, right? Like say, for example, if you wanted to, I don't know, travel the world with your family, with your laptop by your side, or change careers or whatever, you know, often that voice can come up and say, oh yeah, that's just way too hard, or that's not possible. But actually, if you start opening up your mind and looking for some examples of people who have done it before, often you will find so many. And that can be one of the first ways to actually, you know, open up this space between the desire and the decision and allow the desire to actually, you know, be and exist and be entertained for just a little while. Because when we talk about this desire and where the desire comes from, that, you know, this is a topic that I find really, really fascinating because the head is all about the logistics. The head is about, you know, whether this will, you know, actually work. It's the brain is the one that wants to actually like figure out the logic and about whether it's actually possible. Whereas like the heart is the part of us that actually guides the deepest desire within us. And what happens when you connect into your true desire before figuring out whether it will actually work or not, or whether like the logistics will work or not, or, you know, how you'll do it or whatever. If you can connect in with what that true desire and true dream is first and to own it and to then evaluate your options that you have from that place, that's where things really start to shift and really start to open up. For example, I've got this client who recently had to make a decision about whether they would bring a service that they had usually been outsourcing, whether they bring that thing in-house. And they'd had some issues with the providers they'd been working with externally, and they just knew that something needed to change. However, they were just stuck on this decision. And haven't we all been there? They couldn't decide whether to keep pushing it with the external provider and trying to get things to improve there, or whether to try something new, like whether to perhaps even bring this service in-house. And they kept going back and forth and back and forth on the pros and cons for over 6 months. You know, they believed that bringing it in-house was going to be hard work. So they hadn't done it before, and they'd heard lots of stories about how hard it was from others. But, you know, the external provider was just not delivering and not up to scratch. So after this 6 months of analysis paralysis, a lot of internal frustration and disagreement, it was time for a new approach. So our coaching focused on helping separate out this desire, their true desire, from the decision that they needed to make. So I started asking them some questions and helping them connect inwards to what was really actually important to them at the end of the day. You know, what mattered most and what was the true desire here, regardless of the decision. And they shared things like, well, at the end of the day, the thing that matters most is that we have the highest quality service for our customers, that we have a sense of, you know, freedom and control in how we deliver, that we've got a really clear process, that we've got good people that really care, about finding good solutions, that have a shared sense of purpose, and that we're all, you know, working as one team here. And when we actually just, like, you know, anchored into the heart, into the true heart's desire here, they were so clear on what they most wanted. You know, the first part was about asking this desire piece, irrespective of the path or the actions they'd need to actually take to get there. It's about connecting into the heart first and then asking the head, hey, head, now that we're clear on what our truest desire is, you know, what wisdom have you got for me? What ideas have you got for me? Because here's the thing, our hearts, and I loved hearing this fact, our hearts have this innate, powerful, incredible wisdom and intuition within it. Like, the heart actually has its own brain too, is what the science and the research shows. So they say that it's got this intricate network of over 40,000 neurons, neurotransmitters, proteins, and cells all within the heart that are similar to those that are found in the head brain. So the research is showing that our heart is not just a pump. It's way more than that. It is actually like the center of our body. It is like the center of our power and our clarity and our desire and our truth. And it sends these messages. So the heart actually sends messages to regulate different parts of our brain. So that what they're actually finding is that the heart actually sends more signals up to the brain than the brain does down to the heart. Isn't that incredible? Which I think just validates even more how important it is that we start with the heart first when we're making decisions. And I personally know, for me, that the heart is the source of our truth. It is the source of my truth. Like, when I connect in with my heart and I ask questions like, what do you want? You know, what's right for you? What do you need? I get answers back that are so real and so authentic and so true from this place of, like, oh, there's no words to describe it really, but the closest that I can find is like absolute, pure, powerful authenticity. like deep authenticity. It's that deep inner knowing within us. And that when we make decisions from this place, from our heart, it always feels right. Like it may not always be easy to take action on what comes up, but I know for a fact that when we go against the wisdom of our heart and we choose to listen to the head and ignore what the heart is telling us, that that's often when we feel like shit, when we feel drained, when we feel empty, when we feel unfulfilled, when we just feel like off. For example, when I was at my first ever corporate job, like 9 or 10 years ago, it was like a steady HR consulting role where, you know, all was pretty good. Like I was being recognized, I was learning lots. Yeah, I was still feeling quite unfulfilled. In retrospect, it was a really heady job. I'd been like keeping my eye out for other opportunities, but nothing really was sort of like taking my fancy. And then I received an email in my inbox from a company and someone I knew that were inviting me to join them on their mission to head up, like I was being invited to head up their HR wing as they were starting a new business, a purpose-led HR consultancy. And in that moment of receiving that email, my whole body said yes. It was like a real physical reaction. And my heart like nearly burst wide open with yes. Like I knew. Yet I still remember, you know, this exact moment, like sitting in my little swivel chair next to the corner office with this screen up in front of me and this email, you know, my heart thumping, my body alive. It feeling so right in so many ways, yet the head wasn't ready. You know, this would have been a real risky move for me at the time, leaving my safe, solid career behind and jumping ship to something that, let's be honest, it may not have worked out. And the head, which is all about logic and making smart, safe decisions that keep us safe and secure, it wasn't so sure about this opportunity. You know, it was feeling a bit fearful. And so I sat in a state of indecision, caught between the desires of the heart and, you know, the skepticism of the head. And I also sat in indecision for about 6 months. And can I just say, for anyone that has sat in a place of indecision, being pulled in two different directions between the heart and the head, you know, something that you really want to do, but feeling paralyzed and stuck by whether it will actually work, can I just say that this is the most uncomfortable state that you can ever be in? It's like there are two parts of your body that are pulling in opposite directions. And making your way out of this bind can be one of the hardest things you ever do. And that's why I wanted to record a podcast on it today, because I've learned some things that can help you out of this. And so what I've learned, so what I did as well as what my client did to help them out of this bind is two things. One, it's about connecting in with what is the actual true desire here. Regardless of the decision and what actual action you take, what do you really want here? Like, what is the true desire here, regardless of how possible it is? And actually just taking a moment to get clear on that thing and to own that and accept that that is the desire. Doesn't mean that you have to go and do it, but connecting in with what that thing is really, really important. Point number two is about getting more information to satisfy the head. So there's no doubt about it. When you connect in with the true heart's desire, the brain or the head is going to pipe up. It's going to come up with all the reasons why you can't do that thing, because it is scared. You know, the brain's job or the head's job is to keep us safe, to keep us safe, to keep us where we are, to keep us comfortable. Like, that is the job of the brain, and it does a really good job of that. So we don't want to negate that. But it can also tell us old stories that are not necessarily true, because they're old stories from our past, you know, from when we were children. They're often beliefs that we just kind of took on board without them necessarily, you know, being analyzed for whether they were true or not. You know, say, for example, when I made the decision when I connected with my desire that I actually really wanted to be a coach and to start my own coaching business, the words of the head very, very quickly were, oh, but you could never do that because you're not good enough. You could never do that because you're just not talented enough. You know, they were the instant words that came up, and I took them as truth. And so I didn't pursue my coaching career for a long time. And it was only when I started to analyze those words and actually challenge them that I could then make a decision to move forward and go, actually, maybe I am talented enough to at least give this coaching thing a go, right? It was the best thing that I ever did. So let me recap those steps for you. So step number one, we've got connect with the true desire. Step number two, get more information to satisfy the head. So if the head pops up with a story about why it can't work, challenge that story. Find more information that challenges whether that story is true or not. And then make a decision to move forward with a baby step that is aligned to the heart's desire. Baby steps are awesome because they don't trigger us, and they allow us to get more information and to move forward and then create some momentum. And that this does require a heap of trust and faith. But the more that we trust and the more that we move forward from that place, the more that we move closer to our authentic truth, right? And this was a really powerful reflection exercise for my client. So they knew, you know, some of those stories that were coming up for them was that if they brought this function in-house, there was a fear there that they wouldn't be able to find any good people to do this particular specialized service. That's what they'd heard along the grapevine, was that you couldn't find any good people to do this particular work. And that was what was kind of keeping them stuck. And this is what the head was popping up with. So it's a great insight from the head, right? But they thought, you know, let's put this to the test. Let's see whether this fear or this story is actually true or not. And so they put a seek ad out and found a whole bunch of really high quality people applied for this role that they needed. And so just by taking a little bit of action and getting more information, they were able to clear that fear, and actually it then got them started on the right path for them. And it was from that place of connecting in with the true desire that then opened up all these new pathways about how they could move forward. And they've now got a full team ready to service this function in-house, and they are so stoked with the decision that they've made. Because the heart is our source of our deepest desires, right? It can take some time to get the head quiet to be able to hear the voice of the heart, because the heart whispers and the head yells. But when you quiet that mind down, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through breathing, whether it's through just connecting in with the heart, when you hear its wisdom, it's so clear and it is so true, and you'll feel that truth with your entire body. You know, it's that quieter voice, but as they say, the head thinks, but the heart knows. So if you've got a tricky decision on your hands, I encourage you to get quiet. Take a few deep, deep breaths in and out through the heart. Connect in and ask that question. You know, what is my desire here? What do I truly want? What do I really want here? What would I do if I could not fail? What would I do if success was guaranteed? What would I do? And, you know, be patient, because that voice from the heart can take a little bit of time to open up and to speak. But when you hear it, you'll know, and you'll feel it. And from that place of connecting in with your desire, it's then about evaluating your options from there. Separating out the desire and the decision is a powerful exercise that will always guide you to your highest truth. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. Please do share it around with someone who's going through a big and important decision for themselves, whether it's in their career, their business, their team. Trust me, this is a skill and a tool that everyone needs for their entire life, right? They'll thank you later. Thank you for listening. So always love being here. And I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review, or even to share this poddy with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you, who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.